Well, Jane attended the first rehearsal of the charity play to be given next month. She'd been promised a part for the fixed committee, but she doesn't know the ticket committee has promised parts to all the ladies selling tickets, the parts being in a mob scene. Jane, of course, imagined she was to play the lead, and quite a session ensued. We learn the outcome now as we look in at the Yates' later that evening and find Jane telling Mr. Race and Marge the story. Listen.
So, this Mr. Hamden, he's the director. He gave all of us copies of the play, and we had to try out. And I tried out for the part of Mrs. Weatherby.
The leading part?
Yes.
All right, Jane. I was only asking. You don't have to get so mad.
Well, I'm just waiting for him to make one wisecrack, that's all.
Me? I didn't say anything.
Oh, I can tell by the tone of your eye that you're just going...
Oh, Jane, I wasn't even thinking.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Jane, you actually tried out for the part of Mrs. Weatherby, the leading part?
Yes.
You got up on the stage there and read it?
Yes.
You acted out a scene?
Yes.
And you got the part?
No.
Oh, you didn't get the part? Oh, well, I see. So you're not going to be in a play after all.
Who isn't? Who said I'm not?
Well, you just said it.
Oh, then you got another part, is that it?
Well, I'm trying to tell you what happened if you'll just stop jumping at convulsions like that.
Okay, then. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, there's a woman there named Mrs. Lewis, Irene Lewis. She's very pretty, I'll say that for her. That'll give the devil her boo. She smokes a lot of cigarettes, you know, comes through her nose.
Yes, that's quite interesting.
Well, it certainly is. I bet she smoked once. She smoked a whole cartoon.
Oh, well, that's a pretty picture, but do you have to include all those unimportant details?
Important? That's very important.
Well, it's not to me.
Well, it is to me. If you had heard the way she kept coughing all through the rehearsal and how she had to clear her throat, you'd say it was important.
What is she talking about?
I don't get it. Well, here's the whole thing in a shell hole. We both tried out for the part, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Hamden couldn't decide which one he liked best. One minute he thought Mrs. Lewis was best, and the next minute he said he never saw anything like my acting.
He said what?
He said he never saw anything like my acting.
Are those his exact words?
To the penny.
Mm-hmm, I see.
So here's what he found... What did you say?
What?
What did you just say? I heard that. What does that mean?
Oh, I said what?
Now, look, dearie, do you think you're going to get my ghost? I made you go to Mars.
Here I am dying to find out what happened, and you drag this story out like you have standard. Now, what was the outcome? Does Mrs. Lewis play the part of Mrs. Weatherby? Answer that.
Well, yes.
Well, thank heaven we got that straight out.
Maybe she does.
Maybe.
Well, if she's well enough.
Well enough?
Yes. You see how important it is about the cigarettes?
I don't get it.
Well, you must be Scotch if you don't get that. I could see it in a minute. If she smokes that many cigarettes and keeps coughing and really gets a sore throat or something, well, then her understudy plays the part, doesn't she?
Her understudy? Who's that?
Sincerely yours.
Who?
You mean you, Jane?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so you're understudying Mrs. Lewis.
And playing the part of Marie.
Marie?
Yes.
Sounds like a maid to me.
Just a minute now. It's a very important part. You know what the play's about.
Yes, we
know. Mrs. Weatherby married this rich millionaire, and she lives in his big, beautiful home with his two elderly sisters. Well, they're jealous of her and mad at the way she spends their brother's money on parties and things.
Yes.
And she's just about to give this big, beautiful party when her husband calls long distance to tell her he's coming home that night.
Oh.
Well, that kind of upsets her plans because she's invited over this young fellow she's been doing the rumble with, and it's very important that she knows that her husband is coming home, isn't it? So... when Marie tells her that her husband is on the phone calling long distance, it's very important. See?
It still sounds like a maid to me.
Oh, isn't he just... It's a very important part. Mrs. Hamden said so.
Oh.
And besides, do you know how many big actresses have played the part of maids on the stage today? They're too humorous to mention. And do you know that when a person plays a part that has only one line, and it's an important line like this one, 9 times 10, she's the hit of the show?
It sounds like Mr. Hampton's been giving you a little pep talk, so you'd take this one-line part.
Yes, but what a line. The phone, madame. That's very important.
Mm.
And I have to come out right on time because it's long distance. And even if they have got a lot of money, it still costs a lot to talk on long
distance. Oh, yes, I see, Jane. I get it now.
Oh, there's no use talking to you. Wait till you see the play. You'll see how important it is. But then, if Mrs. Lewis isn't able to play the part of Mrs. Weatherby, are you going to play her? Oh, sure. And I've got a pretty good chance, too, because she really isn't well.
Oh, I see. Then who plays Marie if you play Mrs. Weatherby?
Marie? Oh, anybody can play that.
Oh, then it's not so important.
No, it's only... Oh, what's the use? You got me. I can't fool anybody around here. I feel terrible about it.
Oh,
Jane, don't.
Oh, I can't help it. I did so good, Marge. I wish you could have heard me.
Were you really good, Jane?
Good? That's not the word for it. I was very good. And then he turns around and gives her the part.
Oh, Jane, now don't carry on like that.
Oh, I can't help it. Even you would have liked me, dear.
Oh, I'm sure I would.
Then why did he give her the part?
Well, it's probably politics.
Politics?
Sure.
Sure, that's all it is. All those plays are like that. And besides, Jane, you still have a chance to be in it if Mrs. Lewis can't make it.
Oh, she'll make it all right. She's just a type that'll stay well just to spite me.
Suppose she does. Why not concentrate on the part of Marie?
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie. Oh, Marie.
Oh, I don't see what you're so happy about. I bet you're glad I didn't get the part.
No, Beth.
Yes, you are. I can tell.
No, he's not, Jane. Now, I tell you what, why don't you just study your little part and make the most of it? As Mr. Hampton says, you might make a great impression playing it.
Oh, how can I with one line?
Well, what is the one line?
Let me see. Where's that play?
Oh, you forgot the one line?
Oh, well, there's so many things on my mind. Here it is. Right after this first long speech Mrs. Weatherby has, Marie comes in and she says, the phone, madame. Yes, that's it. I remember now. The phone, madame. Isn't that disgusting?
No, I don't think so. Make the most of it.
Yeah.
Make it sound as important as it is. Attract attention to yourself when you come in. Make people sit up and take notice of you.
Well, how can I when everybody's looking at Mrs. Weatherby?
Now, they'll look at you, too, if you make a striking entrance.
Why, sure they will. They'll probably all sit up and say, my, who's that cute girl?
They will. Oh, they will not.
They will if you make the most of the part, Jane. They're bound to say it.
They will. Oh, they will not.
Well, it's up to you, of course. If you look nice and give it everything you've got, why, they'll go for you in a big way.
They will. No, they will not.
Okay, Jane, they won't then.
There, I knew it couldn't last. Oh, getting a compliment out of him is like pulling teeth from a baby.
Well, I tried, heaven knows.
Yes, that's your own fault, Jane.
Now, why don't you study your part and try to see what you can get out of it? Say, if you like, I'll run over it with you.
You mean you'll help?
Of course. Now, cheer up. Don't look so glum.
That's not glum. That's disgusted. And I am disgusted because if you'd only been there, Mark, you could have seen
it. I know, Jane. Now, stop worrying about that and concentrate on the part. Let's hear you read it.
Well, all right. First, there's this long speech here.
Oh, wait. I'll tell you what. I'll read that, and then you come in at the top of time.
All right. Here, you read the part of Mrs. Weatherby.
Okay. Let's see here. Mrs. Weatherby is discovered seated before her dressing table, listlessly combing her hair and gazing at herself in the mirror. The speech is a sort of soliloquy.
Oh, I get it. You ready, Jane?
Yes, go ahead, Marge.
Okay, here we go.
Well, my pet, I hope you're satisfied with yourself. You've landed him, the catch of the season. What does it matter if he's heartbroken? What does it matter that his sister's cut you dead? You found what you've been looking for, security. His castle will be your stronghold, and you are queen. Queen of all you survey.
The fact
there's no turning away now.
Oh, she has a message.
Let them talk. Let them scorn you. Well, all right, Jane.
Oh, the phone, madame?
Are you asking her or telling her?
I'm telling her.
Well, then why do you
have... Will you please leave this to me?
Well...
Jane, make it a little more emphatic.
How do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, you read this part, and I'll come in as Marie.
Oh, all right.
Now, go ahead and start, and I'll make my entrance right down here.
All right. Well, my pet, you've landed him the catch of the season. What does it matter that he's housebroken? What does it matter that his sister cut your head? You found what you looked for. Now, just a minute. I heard that laugh.
Well, I can't help it. Did you hear what I heard?
But let her finish it. Now, go ahead, Jim.
Well, he's going to start laughing now.
You either keep quiet or leave the room.
Okay, Mark.
Now, take it, Jane. You found what you...
Well, all right, I'll start over.
No, that won't be necessary. Start with that you found what you've been looking
for.
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. You found what you've been looking for, security. His castle will be your stranglehold, and you are queen of all you survey. There is no... Where are you going, dear?
I'm leaving the room.
Oh, why don't you behave?
Oh, well, let him go if that's the way he feels.
Is that the way you read that part this morning?
Yes, what of it?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to make sure of something.
Well, I did it just as good as Mrs. Lewis did. Mm. Just because they made me understudy is no sign that I did.
You're not understudying the part. You're underplaying it.
What does that mean, Jane? Don't argue with him. Let's go on with this rehearsal. Oh, I'm disgusted. First those women and that director treat me this way, and then my own husband, my own flesh and bone.
Oh, Jane. There, you see what you've done?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Well, enough out of you. Now, you apologize to
okay.
Me.
Jane, I'm sorry.
Why don't you leave me alone? What do you know about acting?
Oh, nothing.
Well, then why do you have to say things like that?
Oh, I didn't mean it. You did fine. Honestly, you did. I think you should have been given the part of Mrs. Weatherby. Heaven forgive me.
Oh, you do not.
Yes, I do. And I think it's a dirty shame Mr. Hampton didn't give it to you. I can't imagine why he didn't. I guess it's like I said. It's politics.
Well, it's going to be quite a struggle. This life of an actress that Jane has chosen for herself. But we learn about the progress she makes when next we meet the Easy Aces.